about the first 5 minutes of the first period, and I thought we had as good a period as we've had in a long time, maybe all season, offensively. We generated a ton of chances and failed to score, and that's very dangerous. Come out of that period down 1-0 was disappointing, but I still thought it was a really, really positive period for us at even strength. A lot like last week when we were in here playing against Charlotte, and we had great chances to score early, and their goalie was real good, and we didn't score. And then you know, they built a lead. And similar to our game last night as well, they had some chances, they didn't score early, and then we were able to find a lead and pull away. So similar in that sense, obviously disappointing the way things got away from us in the third period after scoring and getting some momentum. So that's disappointing, but first period very positive for us, and then the second period really is what kind of set the game up to not go in our favor.
So you were within one the entire game, and then when they scored their second, Moore brought it back within one. What was the turning point?
Well, clearly the penalty was the turning point. That's pretty obvious, I think, to everybody in the building.
3 of 5 goals today were scored on the power play. How do you define the troubles of the penalty?
I'm not even going to count the ones in the third period. Our team's so dejected after that penalty, we may as well just pack our stuff and went home. So that's, to me, that doesn't count. I'm not going to, I thought there's a lot of our penalty kill. It was very good today. One that they scored on for a minute and 45 seconds. It was an excellent penalty kill, and then they get one shot and finds its way in the net. So, the results weren't good and looked bad on the paper, but there's a lot of context to it.
Last game, you kind of, after the win, you cautioned the importance of, you know, being able to do on back-to-back levels. Is the enemy kind of consistency in these kind of games against the top-tier teams that you're trying to surpass?
Well, yeah, but you know, it's not even game-to-game, though. It's period-to-period and shift-to-shift. Because like
right.
I said, I thought we dominated the first period.
Yeah.
So, you know, their goaltender was very good today. He comes back after letting in 5 yesterday. She wasn't bad yesterday, but they come back with him here again today, and he's very good for them early in the game, and it gives them a chance to find their legs. And we fell asleep in the second period and didn't play right from the start of the period. So that's where the consistency is period to period. And, you know, we're playing on the top teams in the league, and if you're not going to come to play for the second period, you're going to be in pretty tough.
You still...
Since Timoshov's dropped down to that fourth line, it seems like he's a lot more active with the puck. Do you think there's a bit of a benefit there for him to be on a line where he can be that playmaker, play driver, and kind of control what's going on the offensive side of the play?
I think so, and that's part of what our thinking was in doing so. At the same time, we wanted to get a little more offensive production from that line down there, that greening line. Hadn't produced very much at all for us at even strength, and so we were trying to get a little bit of that. So with Carconi and Timoshoff there, we thought it could help, and that has been the case. And that line was very good again today. Could have had a goal or two for us, just wasn't meant to be there.
I noticed that you had Dimitro on the penalty kill as well. Obviously a bit of that is the last shift trying to get that even strength line out, but do you think there's some potential for him there to work his way into that rotation?
Yeah, we have him in that rotation now. We have him in all the meetings, and we've been working him in here and there. We've taken away some of his power play time and things like that here, so getting him involved in the penalty kill, like it's year 3 for him, and this is part of a role that he hasn't really had, so we're just trying something here with him. At the same time, it puts Pierre Engvall in some different spots, so we're just kind of moving guys around and giving guys different experiences and see what can come of it. Yeah, so far I have. He scored in both games, so he's playing with more confidence that way. He's a guy that can score, can really score, can really shoot. Timoshoff was more of the holder on the puck, more of a playmaking type guy, and that wasn't the most natural fit for Bracco really. So yeah, we're just trying to move things around, and we've got that has worked for us. Obviously, we didn't get the production that we wanted here today, but think when you look at that first period, that's more of what we're capable of as a team with the current setup with the Lions. It's great to see that happen. Obviously disappointed it didn't continue.
What exactly did Enfall do so well to earn that opportunity on that first line alongside Mueller and Bracco?
Well, I think part of it was just patience. We have a lot of guys here that are kind of in the same point in their development, same point in their time here, whether Marchman, Timoshev, Grunstrom, Engvall, Carconi, Bracco, like these guys are all kind of looking for the same type of minutes and same opportunities. So we've had to ask for some patience for different guys and move guys around and try to find different roles for them. But I believe it's all positive and productive in terms of their individual development. There's a lot of things that can come with different situations and different scenarios. We have a great development opportunity here today where Carconi takes a very egregious penalty that puts himself ahead of the team, and he's going real bad for the team after that. So I think that's a really good opportunity for that player to recognize just how selfish he was in that point in time, and how that's not going to help him or our team going forward.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you.